This is Fresh Air. Kendrick Lamar has a new album called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. It's his first album in 5 years. His previous album, Damn, won a Pulitzer Prize, and he performed at this year's Super Bowl in February. The new collection is a large one, 18 songs, and rock critic Ken Tucker says Lamar clearly has a lot to get off his chest about the effects widespread acclaim have had on him.
Do you love me? Do you trust me? Can I trust you? Don't judge me. I'm a diehard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. Safe or not, I'm afraid a little you relate or not. Have faith a little, I might take my time. Ain't no saving face this time.
For a man who can rap and rhyme with great subtlety, Kendrick Lamar isn't taking any chances on being misunderstood with this new album. On its cover, he wears a crown of thorns. The first words he speaks are, "I've been going through something." Lamar really wants us to know that becoming the most esteemed hip-hop artist alive has come with no small burden, and that his efforts to turn the pressures he feels into art have been mightily difficult.
I come from a generation of home invasions, and I got daddy issues, that's on me. Everything them 4 walls that taught me may have is buried deep. That man knew a lot, but not enough to keep me past them streets. My life is a plot, twisted from directions that I can't see. Daddy issues all across my head, told me f*** a foul, I'm teary-eyed. Wanna throw my hands, I won't think out loud, a foolish pride. If I lose again, won't go in the house, I stayed outside. Laughing with my friends, they don't know my life. Daddy issues made me learn losses, I don't take those well. Mama said that boy is exhausted, he said go f*** yourself. If he give up now, that's gon' cost him. Life's a you could be a to step out the margin. I got up quick, I'm charging baskets and falling backwards, trying to keep balance. Oh, this the part where mental stability meets talent. Oh, this the part he breaks my humility just for practice. Tactics we learned.
Kendrick Lamar's response to the huge success of his 2017 album Damn has been to turn inward, to start re-examining much of what he knows about himself. The song I just played is Father Time, on which Lamar addresses what he calls his daddy issues. It's the first of a number of songs that speak of his childhood in Compton. It's comfort, yes, but even more so, it's pain. One of the standout tracks grappling with all this is called Mother, I Sober. Over soft piano chords, he talks in a subdued voice about death, secrets, faith, guilt, and what he calls his transformation.
I'm sensitive, I feel everything, I feel everybody. One man, standing on two words, heal everybody. Transformation, then reciprocation, karma must return. Heal myself, secrets that I hide, buried in these words. Death threats, ego must die, but I let it purge. Pacify, broken pieces of me, it was all a blur. Mother cried, put their hands on her, it was family ties. I heard it all, I should have grabbed a gun, but I was only 5. I still feel it, weighing on my heart, my first tough decision in the shadows, clinging to my soul as my only critic. Where's my faith? Told you I was Christian, but just not today. I transformed, praying to the trees. God is taking shape. My mother's mother followed me for years in her afterlife, staring at me on back of some buses. I wake up at night, loved her dearly, traded in my tears for a Range Rover. Transformation. You ain't felt grief till you felt it sober.
The chorus of that song is sung by Beth Gibbons of Portishead, who seems to be murmuring Lamar's own thought. I wish I was somebody, anybody but myself. As Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers proceeds, it becomes clear that this is not going to be the polished, smoothly crafted work that Damn was. The new album's form is dictated by its content, which means it's rougher, messier, more conversational and raw. There are lines here about having had writer's block, Another song is about his loving but complex relationship with two transgender family members. He mentions cancel culture more than once, as if fearing its sting, and then becomes angry at his fear of it. Much of the time, the instrumentation is spare, frequently just a beat and a keyboard delineating a melody. He tends to rap quietly as well, as though he's always looking over his shoulder to see who's listening to his confessions.
Frat brother, real brother, that brother, we just up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, on rap brother, we headed there now, are you strapped brother? Hey, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Hey, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Hey, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother. I'm fasting 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you're not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them cobble chips don't last forever. You argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is drenched in deep melancholy. And the challenge when venturing into this territory is to avoid superstar-level self-pity. By summoning up so many specific memories and articulating their impact so precisely, Kendrick Lamar works through his issues with uncommon grace.
Ken Tucker reviewed Kendrick Lamar's new album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.